You're listening to Scare Traps.
At a quarter to midnight, you arrive at a familiar location for a party. You open the door to find all your friends restrained via duct tape and zip ties. But before you can help them, you are knocked out from behind. When you come to consciousness, a man known only as the Director informs you that your only means of escape is to locate four resources hidden on the premises and make your way to safety. But there's only space for one, so your friends are now your opponents. Use whatever means necessary to hurt them, take the resources for yourself, and escape from the hurting.
Hello and welcome to episode 90 of the Scare Track podcast. My name is Mikey, and on this episode, I played a game of Hurting. Hurting is a brand new card game designed by Haunting.net, and this time they teamed up with Faceless Ventures here in the UK. I was invited. I was one of only 10 people to play Hurting in the UK. We were playing at exactly the same time as 10 other players in the US. So, where do I begin? Myself and the other four players in my team made our way down the stairs into the cellar of the Mexborough Business Centre. A cold, dark, lonely, soulless place. Two high rollers were escorted out for cheating. This set the scene. It made us all slightly on edge. We were all dressed to the max and we were there to play a high rollers, high stakes card game. But we all know we weren't playing poker. Before long, the hostess brought out a card game that I had never seen before. Over 100 cards in the deck. All black. With a big H saying Hurting on the back. Each card had something different. Something we needed, something we wanted, and some things we most definitely didn't. Our aim? To finish the game first with all four resource cards. A car, a battery, a key, and some fuel. To get these cards though, you had to endure Hurting cards. We'll come on to those later. We all picked a random card, numbered 1 to 5. I was number 2. We got up, moved our positions, and sat down in our numbered seats. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The room was dark, dim, with just a few lights. The hostess was sat at the table with us, and her two friends, colleagues, acquaintances, I didn't ask. One tall, strong man, and one shorter, but mean-looking girl. So, it was time to play. The first card was drawn for player one. Card one was a restraint card. Place a clothespin on the nipple of your choosing. Player one then had to play the remainder of his game with a clothespin on the nipple of his choosing. I've chosen the left if anyone wants to know right now. Then it was time for player two, myself. I picked the top card from the deck, a restraint card. Duct tape around head to cover mouth 2 to 3 times. Thank you.
just gonna take it off.
As this is a audio podcast, it's probably best I don't wear the duct tape around my mouth for the remainder of this recreation of the first few rounds of hurting. But FYI, I had duct tape around my mouth for the entire hour of this game. Players number 3, 4, 5. It was then their turn. Now, I was already slightly confused and slightly tired that I've just been duct taped around my mouth. I can't quite remember exactly the order it went in. However, just remembering some of my favourite cards, I can kind of give you an idea of what happened. So, player number 3. He picked a torture card. Pour hot wax on an agreed area of your body. Now, I know when I had this, I chose my arm. However, player number 3 chose his chest. It was now time for player 4. A torture card. Bend over and be paddled 5 times. So the gentleman got up from his seat. Then one of the, let's call them henchmen, came over with a paddle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Player number 5's turn. Now, like I said earlier, I can't remember exactly what she had first, but I know that she did get this card on many occasions. Gagging. So one of the henchmen grabbed a sterile white hospital rubber glove, placed it on his hand, and proceeded to shove 2 fingers down her throat 3 times. It's back then to player 1. Now, you can see that this was a very different card game to one that you may have ever played before. Maybe played poker, snap, go fish, blackjack. This was hurting. And it hurt. I wasn't quite sure what I was letting myself in for. I knew it was an extreme attraction by Faceless Ventures, and we know that they're probably the best immersive extreme attraction people here in the UK. We also know that they've worked on Cracked, on Fraternity. They've worked with Heretic over in LA and here in the UK. Now, teaming up with Haunting.net on the brand new card game. Now, I'm not going to go into detail on how every round lasted. We'd be here over an hour, and I can't quite remember. But what I will say that other things that happened to me were things like paddling, mainly on my backside, being duct taped around the chest and arms so I couldn't move. That was then attached to the chair, so I was incapacitated. I was also, remember, gagged with duct tape throughout the entire time. So I couldn't pick up my own cards. I had to trust the hostess. I couldn't read out my cards because I couldn't speak. And towards the end of the event, I was also blindfolded for the last 10 to 15 minutes. I'd quite often get an endurance card where I'd have to do push-ups or burpees. Easy cards, you may think. Not when the duct tape would get ripped from my arms. Every single time. What I'm trying to say is that hurting does exactly what it says on its packet. It hurts. And that was just a little glimpse of what the game was like. There were more. There were slapping on the face. There was more gagging. There was more suffocation by a wet cloth. There was also food challenges. Let's just say this is a card game that you don't want to play. However, if I get invited to the next High Rollers High Stakes Hurting card game, maybe I might just turn up.
You're listening to Skip Track.
So, that got a little bit intense, didn't it? Sorry about that. Obviously, I couldn't take the recorder inside the attraction, and I didn't want to as well. I wanted just to be immersed completely in the card game, and that I was, definitely. And also, every card game is a little bit different. You know, if you guys are going to be playing that card game, then you'll have a slightly different experience to us. You'll have a different winner. You'll collect your resource cards in a different way, in a different speed. So just who knows? But I wanted to give you an idea of what the kind of things you are letting yourself in for, what kind of cards that you may pick up. Now, although I found it quite painful in the respect of having a lot of duct tape ripped off my bare flesh every 3 to 4 minutes, quite excruciating, I actually think that I had not quite as bad card picks as other people in the group. There was player number 5, Danny, who was gagged with the fingers down the throat on numerous occasions. Likewise, player number 3, Matthias, was suffocated by the washcloth one too many times for my liking. However, what I haven't mentioned throughout the time is that one of the henchmen, like I say, we're going to call them henchmen, decided that I wasn't getting enough hurting cards, so would get that wet cloth and literally snap it right on my side, just to the side of my back, and it would come out of the blue whilst I was gagged, whilst I was tied up with duct tape, and even sometimes when I was blindfolded. That came as a shock, and a painful shock at that. So let's actually talk about the attraction, because obviously at the minute you've just heard of 5 minutes of me like hurting myself. I do apologise, I don't want anyone to take offence to that. Everything I did just now was simulated. It was all fine. I may have put duct tape on me, but don't worry, I am okay. But thank you for listening. And moving on to the actual attraction. Now, this is simply a card game. It's a card game that you guys can actually buy as well. Just go to haunting.net to find out some information on there. Ask them on their Facebook page, their Instagram and whatnot. We'll give you the details for that a little bit later on. But in essence, it's a card game. Now, obviously, it's all been set up well by Faceless Ventures. First of all, the location. Awesome. The Mexborough Business Centre really is perfect for all kinds of attractions, whether it be immersive theatre, extreme attractions, more promenade theatre. It's really good for anything that they choose to do there. Some really good storyline stuff going on there, and some more extreme intense stuff like hurting. The location is great, and the team know how to work their spaces well. It's very spooky going down those dark steps below the building into basically their, you know, disused cellar. It's really good, and the building itself is a nice big grand building. So yeah, it's always a good location for Faceless Ventures events. It's probably my favorite location they use. Moving on to the game as such, now before going into it, I knew what I was letting myself in for in respect of there is going to be gagging, restraint. You know, I know the kind of thing I'm getting myself in for, and anyone else that does these attractions do as well. Everyone that actually visited this attraction was visiting via invite, purely because they have done a Faceless Ventures or Heretic or haunting kind of attraction before. This just isn't anyone who's picking, who's been picked up off the street for a ticket, you know, and coming in to do this. This is people who really know what they are letting themselves in for. And we all dressed up as high rollers as well. It was fun. I think a few people looked a lot better than I did, but I knew that my clothes were going to get ruined. So I've got a wedding to pay for. So we went in and it was really good. It was set up really well. The table, the sound, it was sort of like, I can't describe the sound, but it was sort of like a dull sort of casino style backgroundy noise. You kind of knew it was there, but you kind of didn't. It was really subtle. Worked really well. And as we were going in, two previous players were getting kicked out by security for cheating. And they were really rough forcing them out. So that instantly gets your blood pumping, your adrenaline going. Really quite exciting and different. And then we were there, we had our normal cards, and then as the hostess says, you're not here to play this game, you're here to play my special game. And that's when we all agreed. We all knew safe words, we knew how to tone it up and we knew how to tone it down. I don't think any of us toned it down or up, and I don't think any of us used a safe word, but what we could use was our resource cards. If I got a card like a hurting punishment card or a restraint card and I really didn't want to do it, I could give up one of my resource cards. Now of course that meant that I was one step behind on winning the game. However, I could have skipped. I could also have said the safe word at any point where I wanted to leave the entire game completely, or I could have said the sort of mini safe word, which was to say I am not doing that card. If I didn't want to do it, I would just wait until I get a resource card that would not be gifted to me. So at any point I could have said no, but I kept saying yes. And a few highlights were probably when I was begging the gentleman to choose the other cheek. I had a lot of paddle cards. That means spanking. Now, a few were suggested that it had to be on your ass and you couldn't pick anywhere else, but there were a few where you could choose either face, thigh, stomach, or ass. Now, most of my fat is on my ass, so I chose that every single time. Now, looking back on that, it was probably a little bit silly. I should have chose somewhere else because my bum was red raw and I was begging for the other cheek. Begging, but he wouldn't. So let's talk about the actual attraction, how I felt it was. Obviously, I've given you a little bit of a weird one-man sort of go through it, and I've given you the location and what it was like going in. But the actual attraction was, it's hard to explain. Now, I text Hannah as soon as I got out. She messaged me, how was it? And I literally just gave one-word answers. I gave horrible, painful, creepy, weird, fantastic, genius, amazing, never again, can't wait to do it again. It was all those kinds of emotions. Now, I was physically beat down by the end of this attraction. I wasn't quite sure what I was thinking when I came out, because I just looked at Lee and Sarah, the, you know, two of the main guys behind Faceless Ventures, and I was just like, never again. Oh wow, that was intense. I found it harder than Cracked personally. But I do know that Cracked has upped its game and got even more intense over the last few incarnations. So, yeah, it was intense. It was extreme. Did I enjoy it? Yes. Would I do it again? Maybe. Should you guys do it? If you're into an extreme attraction, 100%. It's fantastic for you. There is a niche market here in the UK and the US and actually all over Europe where people are into extreme attractions. Now, as far as an extreme attraction goes, definitely do it. It's a 1 hour long thing. We were in there for about an hour, 20 minutes with like the pre-beginning of it and the ending of it. Definitely do it if hurting is being run in a town near you, because it is different, it is extreme, and it's an hour long extreme. It's not like a 6 hour Cracked event or a Heretic event, or so it's definitely worth doing if you're into extreme attractions. If you're not into extreme attractions, I would probably give it a miss. However, there's no harm in you purchasing these cards yourself from haunting.net, and you could potentially tone it down a little bit. Maybe I think we're talking about getting some for the Scare Trap team, and you could probably twist things up a little bit, make it not quite as painful, but still have the enjoyment of the game. Because the game is enjoyable, and it is funny on how alliances form, or how you decide to not help the person next to you. It's also quite emotionally difficult, because there's some cards that make you choose someone that has to do something. So, for example, I could have been given a card that said I must choose to gag everyone that's blindfolded, or I have to take away someone's resource card. You know, it's things like that. It gets you thinking. It makes you think, are these people my friends, or is it literally one all for one and none for all? So yeah, guys, in a nutshell, I think it was awesome, but it was terribly awesome, as in it was hard, it was painful, it was difficult, but I enjoyed it afterwards. I want to buy the cards, I want to buy the t-shirt to say that I've done it. Very different style of event to anything Faceless Ventures have done before, as we may usually know, they're very story-led, very immersive. Now, although this was immersive, there was no story as such. It was simply the story is in that little box. That little box of 100-and-something cards that you're basically trying to get 4 resource cards. And it's simple, but it's beautiful in its simplicity. So, yeah, grab yourself a pack of cards. So, guys, that brings us to the end of episode 90 of the Scare Trap podcast. I hope you enjoyed the kind of different first half this time. Don't worry, I won't be doing that every time. That was just purely to give you a little bit of an insight of kind of what it was like during the hour of the hurting card game. But, guys, Faceless Ventures are back with a few more attractions. Now, unfortunately, their next attraction in September is already fully booked. There's no tickets on sale left for that, because they went within very quick. I think it was a few hours. However, they have got another attraction coming up in December, on December 8th. The first batch of unwrapped tickets, they went in 3 hours, and that's the event's name, Unwrapped. They've just released the remainder of their tickets. You can get that at www.ticketsource.co.uk/faceless-ventures. It's a bit of a mouthful. Literally, guys, just search for Faceless Ventures on their social media, on their Instagram, on their Twitter, and on their Facebook. They've put links there. So just go to Facebook, to search Faceless Ventures, and the top thing there is Unwrapped. That's on December. They also got the attraction. I don't know if there's any tickets left. There might be one, but it's called Interior. I think I've said that right. And that's in September, guys. So again, just go to Faceless Ventures on their social media to find out more. Now, obviously, this time, Faceless Ventures teamed up with the guys at Haunting.net. Now, guys, they are more so a sort of review site sort of thing. They go around and review more so immersive theatre. But if you want to see what those guys are doing, literally just search Haunting on Facebook. Twitter, it's Haunting.net. And same with Instagram. There's also a Hurting.net Instagram page. Now, that's dedicated to this game of Hurting. So just typing Hurting.net and you'll be able to find that there as well, guys. So that brings us to the end of episode 90 of the Scare Trap podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you on the next episode. See you, guys. Bye.